stored treasure, vaccine. The entire world sought an antidote to what would trigger each human body to build a defense against the ravages of this virus. The journey has involved dozens of pharmaceutical companies plowing through billions of dollars to fund many hours of research by thousands of scientists. The search for a vaccine was fueled by the desire to destroy the curse of this virus and restore life to relationships severed by the virus's spread. We know life wasn't meant to be lived under these conditions. For many months, we looked forward to anything that would stop the spread of this disease, fear, and death. This plague is a snapshot of the broken condition created by mankind's sin. A part of our fallen condition that tears us away from the one who treasures us. We know life is not meant to be lived under these sinful conditions. We know the rebellion of sin can't be reversed with a pill. Sin introduces a death that can't be prevented by an injection. Peter explained that what God did to reduce the effect of our sin, of our sinful rebellion. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, Peter tells us this: "For to this you were called, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example for you to follow in his steps. He committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. When he was maligned, he did not answer back. When he suffered, he threatened no retaliation, but committed himself to God who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we may cease from sinning and live for righteousness. By his wounds you were healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have turned back to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." We eat and drink during communion to remind us that there's no medicine that can truly heal what ails us. The vaccine for our rebellion and brokenness is the crucified body of Christ. The condition of evil attacking every person's heart can only be cured by the blood shed on Jesus' cross. Take this time of gathering around the table to celebrate God's plan to bring healing to every Christian. Our Father and great God in heaven, we know that the only healing for every ailment on this earth is your Son. We know that no matter what we're going through, as we look forward to seeing your Son's return, that the only thing that can cure that is him and the death on his cross. We thank you, Father, for this time of communion that we can remember what he did for us. That no matter what we're going through on this earth, that he's the answer. And that someday we won't have to worry about the troubles we have here. We don't have to worry about our ailing bodies. We won't have to worry about seizures. We won't have to worry about things that are falling apart. Because someday, Father, we have that hope through your Son of heaven, of a new body, of a new place to live with you forever. Be with us now as we remember that it's only through your Son that we can get there. As we remember that he died on that cross for us and shed his blood for us, that it's only through him that we can be with you someday there. Help us to ever look forward to that through your Son. It's in his name that I pray.